Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I don't even know what's going on with my 401k because I don't even look in it. So I have a New Year's resolution that I am going to call Paul Nolte because I've been talking about this for now a whole year. He's senior wealth advisor and market strategist over at Murphy and Silvest, and Paul Nolte joins us right now. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Wendy. Nice to be with you this morning.
Are you supposed to, like, pay attention and look at your 401k and do stuff? Because I don't.
You're not alone. There's many people. It's a fix it and forget it. So there's many people that have been in their same position for years, and they signed up when they first started and haven't looked at it since. And 15 years on, they're kind of like, oh, look, I have something that has significant digits left of the decimal point, and maybe a comma, maybe even two commas in the value, but have never really looked at it. And the markets have been very good to investors in general over the last 10 to 12 years or so. So the markets have gone up. Your 401k balance has generally gone up as long as you've been invested, and you keep buying it and you don't think about it. So it's not unusual for people to forget they have the 401k. They don't forget they have the 401k,
right.
But it's certainly not anything that they really look at regularly. But they should. They should be an active participant because soon that will be a big part of their asset, especially when they talk about retirement.
Right. And now that I'm getting older, people like you, Paul, can help someone like that who doesn't pay any attention, right?
Well, the good news is we're all getting older.
Yeah, I guess.
When we take a look at it, it is part of that retirement picture. Unlike our parents who had pensions, it is now shifting. It is on our shoulders to take care of ourselves in retirement because we don't have that pension. We have the 401k and our other savings. So it's an important piece of the retirement puzzle as far as what do you have, how much can I spend in retirement, et cetera. And you may say, well, you know, I'm 45, 50 years old. What do I care? I mean, retirement's just way off in the distance. But it is something that you need to be paying attention to. And what I do with a lot of my younger clients is as
like
they get
me.
Raises each year. Yes, like you. You're only in your 20s.
Exactly.
Late 20s maybe. We tell them to increase their contribution to the 401k each year that they get a raise. So let's say you get a 3% raise. Take 1% and put it into your 401k. So you're still taking home more money, but you're also contributing a little bit more to your 401k till you get to the max level.
Great advice. And speaking of retirement, employment data came out and wages were up a little bit. What's going on with the employment data? What about unemployment?
Yeah, the unemployment picture from our way of looking at things is kind of stagnant. There's not a lot of movement. People aren't necessarily getting fired. People aren't necessarily getting hired. So we're not seeing a ton of movement. But wages are growing, and they're growing at a rate that's a little bit faster than inflation, which is good for the workers. But they're still playing a catch-up game to that big spike in inflation that we saw coming out of COVID. So they're not quite caught up to that level yet. And that's part of the reason why food prices and inflation in general is a concern and why we're hearing it a little bit more in the political environment about affordability. And so the average worker hasn't caught up to that yet. They will eventually, but it's just, unfortunately, a very slow process.
And finally, how's retail sales doing? Because this is supposed to be when all the businesses make their money with Christmas shopping.
Yeah, it is. And it's a shorter Christmas shopping season because Thanksgiving was a little bit later this year.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, what we've seen from retail sales is the consumer's reasonably healthy outside of auto sales, which is not a big Christmas item other than the big red bow on that car, which I don't have in my driveway.
Yeah, no one does.
But outside of the auto sales, the retail sales have actually been pretty good. There's been an adjustment as far as, you know, what they're buying. But in general, we're seeing buying that's keeping pace with and above the rate of inflation, which means people are buying more goods and services than they have this time a year ago. So in our view, the consumer is relatively healthy.
Well, that's some good news to take away. My New Year's resolution, Paul, is to call you and start getting my financial affairs in order. My New Year's resolution.
We will be here and ready and willing to take your call and visit with you. Absolutely.
All right. Well, happy holidays, happy New Year, and a very prosperous 2026 to you, Paul.
We always hope for a better year next year than this one. No matter how good or bad it was, next year will be better.
I like the sound of that. Paul Nolte, a senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Sylvest.